This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 20th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Deal struck on PAGA reforms. GOP takes on NEPA rule and NPPC, future of ag, at stake. Industry groups strike a deal on PAGA reforms. A coalition of business, ag organizations, and several other interest groups has reached an agreement with the governor and legislative leaders to reform the Private Attorneys General Act. The legislation would limit so-called shakedown lawsuits against employers while retaining worker protections for labor claims and fair compensation. If the legislature blesses the deal, proponents will drop their proposal to repeal PAGA through a ballot measure. The legislation would cap penalties for employers attempting to fix the problem and boost the employee share of those fines from 25% to 35%. It would require the plaintiff in the lawsuit to personally experience the alleged violation and within the past year. Other provisions aim to reduce litigation and court costs for small businesses. The reaction? Well, Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia applauded the deal and said PAGA lawsuits are, quote, contributing to the loss of small family farms and the movement of agriculture production away from California. By the numbers, California districts lead in farm-to-consumer sales. The latest ag census from the USDA ranks congressional districts by value of food that farmers sell directly to consumers. California districts occupy the top two spots. California's fourth district, represented by Democrat Mike Thompson, tops the list at $421 million in sales in 2022. Thompson's wine-growing district includes Napa County. California's second district, a section of the North Coast represented by Democrat Jared Huffman, comes in second with $133 million. There are a couple of Republicans in the top ten. New York's Nick LaLotta, he represents a part of Long Island, and Texas Chip Roy, whose district includes parts of Austin and San Antonio. GOP tries again to nullify Biden regs, this time targeting NEPA. Dozens of groups representing agribusiness and other major business sectors are endorsing a congressional effort that to overturn new National Environmental Policy Act regulations. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, now an independent, along with Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan, Louisiana House Republican Garrett Graves, have introduced a Congressional Review Act resolution to block implementation of a rule issued by the Council on Environmental Quality. Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema and another independent from Arizona are the only non-Republicans in either chamber to back the resolution, which President Joe Biden would likely veto if he got it to his desk. As of Wednesday afternoon, the Senate resolution had 15 co-sponsors and the House resolution had 12. By the way, the Agriculture Retailers Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and Public Lands Council are among the trade groups backing the measure. Republicans and industry groups say the Phase 2 permitting reform rule from the Biden administration will make it more difficult to gain environmental approval for their projects. Keep in mind, President Biden has vetoed all 11 of the CRA resolutions he's seen so far. That, according to the Conservative American Action Forum, none of those vetoes have been overturned. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. NPPC Chief Farm Bill provision protects future of agriculture. The CEO of the National Pork Producers Council says all of agriculture would benefit from a Farm Bill provision that would prevent states from regulating the production of food animals produced in other states. California's Prop 12, which sets housing standards for laying hens and sows, is a monumental problem that all of agriculture has to acknowledge and address. At the word of Brian Humphreys in an interview with AgriPulse Lydia Johnson, the provision is included in the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill as well as the framework put forward by the top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas. Humphrey said the language would, quote, provide clarity and consistency that we're not going to end up with a patchwork across 50 different states of 50 different regulations. He said the provision is about, quote, protecting the future of agriculture. When asked about the potential for an amendment stripping the Prop 12 provision, Humphrey said he believes common sense will prevail. U.S. pauses avocado and mango inspections. The United States has paused inspections of avocados and mangoes from Michoacán, Mexico, after two USDA employees were assaulted and temporarily held captive during field inspections. That's according to the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will suspend inspections of the produce until the security situation is reviewed and protocols and safeguards are in place for personnel, a USDA spokesperson said in a statement. The APHIS employees are no longer being held, and the assault occurred while they were inspecting avocados in Michoacán, according to U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar in a statement. The pause is based on employee safety concerns and non-phytosanitary concerns, Salazar said. He added he is closely following the situation and is working with state and federal officials in Mexico. Next week, he plans to travel to Michoacán to meet with Governor Alfredo Ramirez Bedolla and the Association of Producers and Packers Exporters of Mexico to address safety and other issues. Well, here's today's He Said It. This is the first step in a long relationship. That Rogelio Cadillo, general manager of the Eastern Tulare Groundwater Sustainability Agency, which contracted with Self-Help Enterprises to protect drinking water supplies near farms and other large pumpers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, June 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.